In the name of Jesus, amen. Can these bones live? The image of our Old Testament reading today is barren, it is stark, and it is dead. Ezekiel stands before a valley of dry bones. Bones everywhere, death everywhere. No flesh, no blood, no breathing, just dry, dusty, dead bones. Bones that were once part of a life that was once lived, a whole nation of people, but now they are nothing. And so Ezekiel sees this vision and he's asked a question, "Tell me, son of man, can these bones live?" Yesterday, we went out and cleaned up our cemetery, our church's own little valley of dry bones, our own little place of sleeping for the dearly departed, a place where loved ones and friends who we have known, even some clergy, are buried. Bones that once had life in them, flesh and blood, walking bones. Bones that walked in and out of these doors, that walked down the aisles of this congregation. Bones that served in various capacities. Bones that sang God's praises, that confessed their sins, that confessed the creed. Bones that creaked and groaned as they knelt to receive Jesus in his body and blood at the sacrament. And yet they are now at the cemetery. And we will take yet two more this week with Warren and Isabel, our dear brother and sister. They are bones, resting bones in the ground. And the question stands before us in a world of death and a world of tears and a world of sorrow, over and over again, can these bones live? Especially when you look at the wretched world that we live in. A world full of violence and hatred, full of death and destruction. Terrorism rules the Middle East. Our urban areas are full of protest and unrest and fire. Even our unborn children are at the risk of freely being terminated before they even take their first breath. And it's a matter of choice for people. And we are silent as well. The elderly and the frail are considered burdens on society. So let's have legislation and things to help accelerate their death if that's what they wish to do. Quit bothering us who are full of life and full of vigor in life. Quit bothering us because you're a drain on society. Go join the rest who have gone on before us in the valley of dry bones. Wars and rumors of wars rage on. And last time I checked, we are still travailing through the valley of the shadow of death, and bones are piling up all around us. Tell me, O Christians, can these bones live? Gee, I thought this was Pentecost. Usually we like to hear about the wind and the fire and the Spirit's work in the church. We like to hear that over 3,000 were baptized on that first Pentecost, that the Holy Spirit is freely poured out on you in your baptism. And all of this is true, and all of this is marvelous, and it is wonderful. But it does not take away the valley of the dry bones before us. When Ezekiel is faced with the valley of the dry bones, he does not know what to do. And so he does what all of us should do. He places it back into God's lap. You take care of this, because I cannot. O Lord, you know whether these bones will live or not. You know whether there is hope for the hurting, forgiveness for those who have failed, or even resurrection for those who are dead and dry, dusty bones. So you tell us, O Son of God, can these bones live? Ezekiel is reminded that apart from the Lord, there is no life. Go back to the book of Genesis. Adam comes and is formed out of the dust of the ground, and God breathes into him his breath of life, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And because of that, Adam becomes a living being, created in God's image. That is the work of the Holy Spirit, way back at creation, and always bringing forth life each and every day, for you, for me, even for Ezekiel facing the valley of dry bones. For the work of the Holy Spirit is not how somehow to make our life simply better. His work is not simply to give you clearer choices and decisions. His work is to give to you what the Father and the Son have prepared for you. The work of the Spirit is to declare to you what God has done for you, to bring light into the darkness, to bring life and salvation to all mankind. The Holy Spirit points us back to the One who took on flesh and blood for us and dwelt among us, Jesus the Christ, who suffered, who died and resurrected from the dead, all for you. Ezekiel knows that only God can bring life, even in the midst of a valley of dry bones. And so, as something as tragic as this valley of dry bones that he faces, as something as tragic as we see with war and violence and bloodshed and killing and death all around us, the Lord of life still speaks. Thus he says to the bones, "Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord." It is as if God says, "I will fill my own lungs with the breath of life, and I will exhale my spirit into your own lungs." A holy and divine CPR, if you will. "I will lay upon you the sinews of my salvation, and I will cause the flesh of forgiveness to come upon you, and I will graft upon you the skin that covers you in my love." And how do you know this? Look at the feet of the Son of God, who walked a lifetime in our shoes, who did for us what we could never do for ourselves. His feet walked the straight path, the path for which the Father gave to him, the path with which he did not astray. His feet did not trample down on others. His feet did not run to shed innocent blood. He walked this path for you, even in the valley of the shadow of death. And all of this that he does, he gives and declares to you. Like no other God or deity in this world, no other religion speaks about God coming and serving us to save us, to love us, to have mercy on us, to take on bone of bone and flesh of flesh and be united with us in this holy faith. And what he has done, he does all for you to credit you and call you his own dear children. And those feet and those hands, those bones would be pierced with spikes on the cross. He himself would succumb to death in the grave, just like you and I will someday. But that feet, those feet of his, have stomped the head of the ancient serpent so that you might be declared alive and victorious, no matter how horrible this world and this life is for us. And now he stands with open and resurrected hands living for you. Hands that reached out and touched the leper, the sick, the blind. And here are the hands now that are not meant to throw stones at you, not to cast judgment against you, but to welcome you with a loving embrace, bones and skin and flesh to hold you as his own dear child, to comfort you in the midst of your doubt, hands that heal, hands that the Son of God uses to reach you out, to reach out, to lift you up, and to make you new. Here is the one who pours out his Spirit on you this day for his church. Even though all chaos is around us, destruction, death, and even dry bones, even though we may ask ourselves in the midst of our loss of loved ones, of parishioners, even though we may ask in a world full of violence, oh, dry bones, can you live? Here the Son of God speaks by his Spirit, declaring what is yours today. You will live. You do live. You live in Christ. There is now no condemnation for you who are in Christ. The skeletons of your past are gone. Christ has taken them away. He's wrapped you up with himself, given you the Spirit of life. And you now thrive in his grace, for he raises you from the death of your sin and makes you part of his resurrected body. You are forgiven. And even in the face of death, or of a cemetery, or of a loss of life in this world, he still proclaims to you the power of his Spirit. Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O you my people. I will bring you to the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my Spirit within you, and you shall live. And I now will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken. I will do it, declares the Lord. Can these bones live? Yes, they can, they will, and so shall you. To Christ alone be all the glory now and forever. Amen. We rise.